A new report from the federal government's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, contains good news and bad news about smoking in America. First, the good news. According to the CDC, total cigarette consumption continued an 11-year downward trend with a 2.5% decline from 2010 to 2011. But the CDC identified very bad news for the nation's health as well. Dramatic increases in the use of non-cigarette smoked tobacco products have slowed the long decline in overall consumption of non-cigarette smoking. The CDC found that there was a sharp increase in total adult consumption of pipe tobacco, which is used in roll-your-own cigarettes, and cigarette-like cigars since 2008 that have offset the decline in total cigarette consumption. From 2000 to 2011, the largest increases were in consumption of pipe tobacco, a nearly 500% increase, and large cigars, over 200% increase. The increase in cigars was due largely to tobacco manufacturers adding weight to many small cigars so they could be classified as large cigars and avoid higher taxes and regulation, while at the same time retaining a size and shape very similar to cigarettes. The lower prices of these non-cigarette tobacco products are particularly appealing to young people, and there's evidence that the lower prices are driving minors to non-cigarette tobacco. A recent CDC report found that 37% of male high school seniors use some form of tobacco. The increased popularity of loose pipe tobacco and of the cigarette-like large cigars seems to be directly related to a 2009 decision to increase federal tobacco taxes, which made pipe tobacco far less expensive, and large cigars were less heavily taxed than small cigars. Lower taxes and thus prices help boost sales. In addition, non-cigarette tobacco products are less regulated. The Food and Drug Administration's regulations that bar adding flavoring to tobacco and using labels like light or low tar do not apply to cigars and pipe tobacco. The federal government's Governmental Accountability Office has recommended changing the federal tobacco taxes to eliminate the differential taxation. That's a good idea. In New York State, Governor Cuomo proposed to do that in his state budget proposal earlier this year. His budget included a tobacco tax parity proposal that would have eliminated the tax difference between cigarettes and other tobacco products. The Assembly agreed, but the Senate passed a slightly different version of the governor's tax proposal. Now, normally, minor differences are negotiated and resolved, but not this time. In fact, the final budget agreement did not include any changes to the tax rates for non-cigarette tobacco products. No change, nothing, nada, zilch. Why? Since New York's budget discussions are held in secret, it is, of course, impossible to know unless one of the parties lets the public know. What we do know is that former U.S. Senator Alphonse D'Amato's lobbying firm was hired by the roll-your-own cigarette manufacturers right after the governor unveiled his proposal in January. They were paid $10,000 per month to block the governor's proposal. After all the budget action, it ended up that nothing happened and that the roll-your-own industry as well as the cigar industry escaped the additional tax. Big tobacco won a big one. Of course, this victory occurred before the latest CDC report. Maybe this information will help spark renewed interest in the issue. We hear a lot about how Albany's changed, and to a large extent that is true. But powerful special interests still have a dominant role in the development of policy. In this case, Big Tobacco's win could lead to more addiction and disease in New York. The governor needs to go after that issue again and to win. That's all for now. I'll be keeping an eye on the Capitol and talk to you again next week.